You walk in tired and hungry, one bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors, from fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off primetime deals and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
There are multiple reports now saying that the end of Hefner, Chavez, Barnes, Sarbaugh, John Gibbons, I mean, all but really Richardson, who had a successful year as the first base coach, all stolen bases, specifically Juan Soto. So sounds like he's going to stay on. And Mendy obviously not going anywhere. And then everybody else around him. We got that going on, BT. We got football coming up with Nick Costos in a little bit. We'll get to our picks later on as well. Big game for the Giants here, trying to stay relevant as far as their season goes, win total wise against a winnable game or against a team that's beatable in the Saints. And obviously the Yankees forefront here, where they beat the Red Sox last night in three, heading to take on the Blue Jays in Toronto, game one tomorrow afternoon.
Going to be a fun weekend, hopefully a productive one for the Yankees. But one more thought here on Mendoza, and nothing's really coming into my head. I mean, so now the groundwork is laid here, okay? So if he has a rough year, he's out, and he's out probably midseason. When was the last time, I mean, would it be Art Howe or, you know, one of those Bucky Dents or Dallas Green or Stump Merrill from a Yankee perspective? When was the last time a New York baseball manager, Yankees or Mets, was going to be judged so critically in April and May? Think about that. Boone has always been about the postseason. Buck didn't have that pressure and that stress there. Willie didn't have it early. Remember, he got whacked out west at 2 in the morning, that dopey move by the team at that point, which was weak. I mean, Mendoza is going to be on the firing line if they don't play well right away. That's going to be the theme.
Yeah, I mean, I guess it wasn't the case with Girardi. We knew the Yankees wanted him out eventually, but they let it ride out. They get the Game 7 of the ALCS. Boone has been on some hot seats, but maybe that's more from us than in reality.
And never in April, yeah, which is my point. Yeah,
we're talking about, like, this is not a fan saying, no. Hey, the hierarchy saying, if not just flat out the owner, basically saying, and he hasn't said that, but we know the reality. Exactly. Didn't have to. He doesn't get the job done. Mendy's going to be on the outside looking in rather short order. So, yeah, I mean, I don't know. I'm sure it's happened. Buck in 2022 had great success. 2023 was bad. Then they decided to move on, and there were different reasons for that. Stearns came in.
Yeah, sure. But again, early to start a season. Like, you go to Port St. Lucie, February, the theme is, all right, what did the Mets do to change the roster? What did the Mets do to get better? What did the Mets do to change the mojo?
I don't know, and I don't know if that's a healthy...
I don't think it is. That's why I'm bringing it up.
Yeah, I don't... Now, again, Stearns, I know, loves Mendoza. And I don't know this from talking to Stearns. I know this from watching Stearns talk. Like, he's the one who hired him. There's good reason to believe in Carlos Mendoza. I truly believe he's a really good baseball guy, smart man. I think they just got caught up in the raised expectations, team not having enough. So there's a combination of a lot of things what went sideways this year. Team raised expectations, not ultimately having enough as far as the pitching staff goes, getting tighter and tighter and tighter as the losing kept continuing and continuing and just didn't find a way out of it.
But, and also making some bad moves. Got to incorporate that. I know you know that, but we have to say that.
I think a part of why he made the bad moves is because he was tight. Like, to me, he was going too by the book. That's not what made Mendoza. Mendoza was loose, easy, and free a year ago.
Yeah.
That's what made him successful. He wasn't worried about being criticized. He was going by his gut, his baseball moves. And when you're doing that in year one, he didn't know any better. Maybe he didn't know any better because it was his first time managing, so he didn't give a crap. He was being himself. Whether it's against the analytic department or what, he was being himself, and it was working. Then when you have that success, now all of a sudden it's, hey, there's a bullseye on you here, meaning the teams are coming for you. The expectations are raised.
Mm-hmm.
You've got to go win a World Series is the expectation, and that can naturally, human element part, BT, get into you and start impacting how you operate. And I think that that's exactly what happened with Mendoza.
I got a really important question for you. What do you think the tone is, if any? I mean, it could just dissipate. There's no issues with Lindor and Soto next season. Is that
going to
resurface? Is that going to be a story?
When you say
just
tone,
the way is it going to be a story? Forget about tone. Is it going to be a storyline? Because that crept into season this year.
Well, I mean, it was a story.
So is it a storyline next year? And if it is, I would imagine it would be louder and worse if it's still there.
I don't believe it's going to be louder and worse. First of all, whether they love each other or whatever, it doesn't even matter. Like, what matters is the results on the field. Now, if their relationship was impacting the results, which I don't believe is the case, then something would have to be done about it. I don't believe whether I would trade Lindor. I don't believe the Mets are going to trade Lindor. I'm not so sure somebody would take him. I'm not so sure he would accept the trade. I don't think the Mets have the gumption to do it. I would. I don't think they're going to do it. So let's assume Lindor and Soto are back. I don't think that it's this big, oh, they can't figure it out. I do think it's on everybody, those two guys, the manager, the other players, to figure out how to maximize everybody's ability and get the team playing together and loose and having fun.
See, one thing I worry about, like, if you're not going to change the manager, which could change the energy and the morale and just the feel, and you're not going to be able to radically change the players outside of having a few better pitchers, which they have to, like, where does the transformation come from?
Well, just because they can't trade Lindor doesn't mean they can't radically change things.
Yeah, no, I know. I mean, but if Pete's back, I mean, that's
but
big money.
But there's no guarantee that he's back.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. If Pete's back, that's big money. Soto's big money. Lindor's big money. Obviously, Diaz can opt out, so that could be big money. Nimmo's going to be a contract. Mm-hmm. It's going to be very tough to deal. All the things you and I have talked a lot about, I don't know. I mean, is it going to be a Kyle Tucker? Is it going to be a Bellinger flirtation? I don't know. I'm not saying there's none.
Yeah,
Schwarber is one. I'm not saying there's none, but it's going to be interesting to see what power. Last year, the power move came with Soto in terms of a great hitter. What's the power move for an upgrade as a player, but also a guy who's going to, I don't know, enhance the chemistry?
Could be. Well, I'm not worried about the chemistry.
It matters this year. They didn't have good chemistry this year.
Yeah, but that's not, to me, that's not why they lost.
But I'm not saying that's why they lost, but it certainly didn't help them ending the losing streak or getting right.
Why would that be a thing before getting, I don't know, a pitcher?
Well, that's why I say you could have multiple new pitchers, and McClain's going to be a starter from the get-go.
Well, maybe they trade him.
So I think that they've got to change, trade McClain.
Yeah, why not?
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
Hmm.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off primetime deals and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
I'm saying if you could get Paul Skeens and trade Nolan McLean, you wouldn't do that?
Of course you do. Yeah, now you do it for Skeens.
I'm thinking big picture.
Wrecking ball, which is what I said.
Well, what I would be doing is looking for the best options out there, obviously in the rotation, that aren't going to cost you $200 and $300 million contracts. So to do that, you're going to have to give up prospects. Vientos, Beatty, McLean, Sproat, Tong, like you, Jet Williams, I don't care who they are. Now, this is on Stearns to identify who they value. Obviously, he didn't with Gilbert, trade them to the Giants, whatever. They have to identify the ones that they believe are keepers, whether it's Benj in center field eventually, whether it's Jet Williams at second. I don't know. McLean may be untouchable, whatever. Or go get, use those guys to go get Alcantara or Skeens, or maybe Skeens' pipe dream. Obviously, he's not
really. I don't know. I mean, is he going to sign a $500 million deal in Pittsburgh? Probably not. They're going to trade him at some point.
I'm saying that a lot of people just be like, well, you can't trade McLean. You're not trading Tong. You're not trading Sproat.
Yeah. Then you're not getting Skeens.
Well, correct. So you need to, and there aren't just the dominant free agents.
No.
Nor would I do that.
There's not this year.
Like, you can't just do that every single year. That's not a recipe for success either. So they're going to have to make significant trades. McNeil, Vientos, Nimmo potentially. I floated Lindor, potentially letting Alonso walk and maybe replacing him with Kyle Schwarber's bat. Like, there are a lot. John Harper wrote about that.
I saw that.
Yeah, so there are a lot of possibilities here. I wouldn't worry about the chemistry now when they still haven't even constructed a team yet.
It's interesting, too, the different spotlight. You know, after the 23 season, the spotlight was different. New manager, new energy.
Yeah.
Okay. And it was fresh, and it was new, and the Mets played, you know, they gave their fans a really good season. This year, coming in, the spotlight was, all right, you guys were almost in the World Series, you got Soto, and now it's a different focus. Now it's an even different focus, like, okay, how did you repair whatever the hell happened in 2025? So it's not going to be with three or four new coaches or one new arm. It's going to have to be a lot, which is why I said a wrecking ball. When I look at what the Mets
need to do. Well, they took a wrecking ball to the coaching staff. That's a start.
Yeah. That's a good start. And I remember you and I said this to you the day after the Mets season. So that Monday, I said, listen, I don't care if you got $20 billion in the bank. Your tolerance for being embarrassed is low. When you get to Cohen's level as a business person successfully, you don't want to be embarrassed. And I was very curious how he would react. It wasn't immediate. Which I think is smart. He mulled it over for a couple of days. He spoke to people I'm sure he trusts, like Stearns and others, and he said, all right, we gotta do a lot. And credit to them for doing a lot because they had to.
BT and Sal on the Fan. Sports Talk on WFAN is presented by Paramount Plus. Can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off primetime deals and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.